This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, no chop talk here, man. Just football talk. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Yes, that's right. I've been informed that my friends are talking constantly about the chop and the thing they do at Arrowhead. Who cares?
Oh, like
who cares?
The Braves and do as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? You guys that care more about brands and logos and shields and colors and underwear and identity and all this nonsense, I could not care at all. It means nothing. Win a football game. That's it. That's what means something. Win a football game. Shock the world. You want to talk about how stupid it is that they go, oh, who cares? Who cares? It's annoying, yes. Is it any more annoying than every public address announcer going, it's third down?
Are you the next PA announcer?
Oh, my God. It's so freaking – no. Mark Fratto is great. That's not a good – it's literally every stadium you go to, every stadium you watch a game at. That's all they do. It's just become a natural – like, I can't believe Countdown hasn't done, like, a thing on it, how every single PA announcer at every single stadium does that. It's no more annoying than that. You want to talk about the tomahawk chop? God love you. I don't care. I don't care that they're the Chiefs. I don't care that they didn't have their name taken away. I don't care. It's the dumbest thing. The dumbest thing. Play well. Win a football game. Don't pee down your leg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I had to.
Is this actually real live sound currently from Arrowhead or no? Well, I can't hear you. You're talking in your mic and I can't hear you.
Kansas City Chiefs tomahawk chop. Okay. This is from YouTube. Yeah. It says Guinness World Record. I doubt it.
All right. That was when Alex Smith was the quarterback?
No, that was Mahomes.
Oh. I mean, like, I get that they have a great home field advantage. I get that their fans are awesome. I get it. I'm telling you, it's killing me not to be in Kansas City and all that, right? But who cares? Ultimately, who cares? Deal with it for 3 hours. It's part of the environment, right? I mean, everywhere you go, college football, NFL, whatever, there's a different environment. There's a different, like, legacy. There's a different fan impact. There's nuances and whatnot. You know what? Didn't bother the Green Bay Packers last night. Now, they had a ton of cheeseheads there, but it didn't bother the Green Bay Packers last night. It didn't bother the, the New York Jets. It didn't bother the who was a road team? The Bills down in Charlotte. I'm sure they had plenty of Bills fans there. Didn't bother the Tampa Bay Bucks in New Orleans yesterday. Again, it helps that the Saints suck, but didn't bother any of that. Win a game. Like, I don't think Dan Quinn and the players are worried about it. This is a silly media thing. Because people are tired of talking about how do we talk about how do they win this game? Well, again, is it likely? No. But I've given you all of the complexities that you need. If they take care of the football, if they force a couple of takeaways, if they're plus two in turnover differential, if they keep time of possession 34, 35 minutes, if they score in every red zone trip, even if it's field goals, although you can't trust Matt Gay, assuming that he's kicking, I mean, they haven't signed a new kicker yet, so I assume he's kicking. Whether Deron Payne plays or not, I mean, you know, again, don't miss tackles. Don't have Marshawn Lattimore trailing Rashee Rice across the formation in man coverage, because that's stupid. That's not going to work. Don't play zone coverage in Emporia, Kansas, as opposed to Kansas City, Missouri. Okay? And what I mean by that is, and I've said this a couple of times, specifically in that Atlanta game, but other games too, they play zone coverage. They're so far away. And a little 8-yard hook route turns into a 20-yard gain because the guy has all the room in the world to turn and run after the catch. Come on now. Mariota obviously has to play near mistake-free football. The Chiefs don't blitz a ton, or certainly not uber-aggressive blitz. Now, they probably will come after them a little bit tonight with Debo and McLaurin back. And being that Washington has been susceptible to it, they probably will. But the bottom line is, there's a lot of different things here that if the Commanders, and again, it's a big if the Commanders do better than they normally do, or if they do a good job, you don't even have to be perfect, a good job in 7 or 8 things, then they can win this game. Now, you know, if you don't want to hear that, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I refuse to sit here and say they have no chance. That's dumb. to say they have 0% chance. You know, nobody would have thought the Jets were winning that game down 14 in the fourth quarter yesterday in Cincinnati. Not that beating Cincinnati that they had no chance at the start, but nobody would have thought in that scenario that they would. Nobody would have thought that the Bears would lose by 16 points to a third-string quarterback. But because Caleb Williams sucks and because Ben Johnson's already overrated and can't manage the clock, they did. Right? I mean, so all sorts of weird things happen. All sorts of weird things happen. I can't say it anymore, guys. Like, you have a chance to win this game. Oh, here's another thing. Can we please get Bill or McNichols out on a toss sweep? Can we please get them in space going downhill instead of trying to run them up the middle? Like, Bill's really good at it, and he's broken a couple, or nearly broken a couple. Like, he had one for 9 yards the other day, I think early on in the game against Dallas, where, you know, he was one shoestring tackle away from busting it big time. Get him in space. Get him going downhill. Get him going wide. I don't understand why they don't do that a lot. And how about more natural running back screens? Why don't they do that? I don't understand. And while we're at it, you know what? I don't want them to play a ton of man coverage because I think they'll get carved up. But here's the thing. I don't want them to play a ton of man coverage and pressure four. Right? Like, if you're going to play man coverage with a lot of blitzing. 40%, 37%, 38%. Blitz six. Occasionally throw seven. Have seven crowd the line of scrimmage and drop out two. And blitz five. You got to mess with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, when he's been at his worst, think about this. It's been in two Super Bowls. And really, two Super Bowls and an AFC championship. And all three times when Patrick Mahomes has been at his worst, it's because the Kansas City Chiefs could not protect him and he couldn't protect himself. And he was ambushed. The two Super Bowl losses last year to Philadelphia and the first one to Tampa Bay. And then the AFC Championship second half and overtime against Jeff and Vienna's Bengals at Arrowhead. All three of those games was because Patrick Mahomes could not protect himself and the Chiefs' offensive line could not protect themselves. Well, we know this. With no Dorrance Armstrong, maybe no Daron Payne, no Javonte Jean-Baptiste, no Dietrich Wise, again, maybe no Daron Payne, that the Commanders are going to have to generate pass rush pressure in ways that they don't want to do because they're going to expose their back end. Well, guess what? Your back end is already exposed. It sucks to begin with. Whether you want to or not expose it, they're getting exposed. They're not good. Go hard. Go hard to the hole, man. Go down swinging a big bat. I'm okay with that. As long as it's not reckless. And by reckless, I mean, you know, blitzing six or seven every down. No, that's dumb. Reckless, I mean going for it on fourth and one from your own 15 in a 10-7 game. That's dumb. Reckless is that. Aggressive is what I'm talking about. And it's a fine line. All right, let's get to Double A. MCO, Athens in Annapolis. What's up, Double A?
Well, nothing good if you're going to be watching this game tonight, but let me break it down for you, okay? You look at Denver, who is in salary cap hell because of the Russell Wilson situation a few years ago, and they're like the top three team now in the AFC. And you look at Green Bay and Tampa, Detroit, KC, Buffalo, and they all have one thing in common. It's all draft picks that are pretty much giving them their success, sprinkled in with some free agents. Now, I know it's different for our team because of the Rivera situation, but I mean, how pissed off is Johnny Newton going to be tonight? Is he going to make a play, or is he going to be a dance partner again for an offensive lineman where he gets walked all over the field? What about Ben Sinnott? How about he go in Cliff's office and flip his desk over like Charlie Sheen did in Major League and say, when are you going to make me a part of the game? What, use me what you drafted me for? What about Sanders still? When's somebody going to piss him off? He needs like some Bill Parcells motivation, okay? Coleman, pure turd, okay? And then what about Josh Connerly? Like, okay, you're a rookie, but it's time to stop being a turnstile, buddy. You know, you got to get with the program. I want to see these rookies step up tonight and make plays. And if you lose with dignity and you put up a fight, then I can accept that. But I go off of what my eyes tell me, Chris, and you're going to see 3rd and 13 tonight, 3 times or more converted, and because that's what they've shown all year long. Probably like 38-21, 24, something like that, final score. And Linnell's yelling in everyone's ear tomorrow on Suicide Watch.
While trying to get a date with Angel Reese?
Yeah, with his wishful thinking. But her pictures were from that Victoria's Secret show were pretty nice.
I didn't pay attention to that. I didn't pay attention to that. I mean, listen, to your point, they've... You know what's crazy? I got to look it up. They've really struggled in like second and long.
Yeah.
Like last week, if for everybody that torches Joe Witt about the defense, and fine, whatever. I mean, it's the lowest hanging fruit, right? If you think about it, that drive right before halftime, they got a 7-yard sack loss on first down on Dak Prescott, right, to start that drive. And the next thing you know, they're in the end zone because of the great throw to George Pickens along the sideline. And Lattimore's there, but he's not there. And God forbid he actually makes a play on the ball, whatever. And then they allow a big run for 30 yards the next play, and boom, 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 they're in the end zone. If they don't give up, 44 yards on 2nd and 17, I think it was. You know, maybe that touchdown doesn't happen, and maybe they're not absolutely deflated going into halftime. You know,
it was the same thing in the Atlanta game, though. I mean, we were set 2nd and 16, we give up 15 yards. You know what Kirk Cousins needs? Kirk Cousins needs to play us for a revival of his career, as bad as he was yesterday. Look at what Miami did. The Dolphins, who horrible defense, horrible everything. The quarterback saying, I can't see over the offensive line. And he went up there and whipped their ass. I just want to see some respectability out there. Go out there and be a professional and do your damn job. And if you lose to somebody because you don't have the horses, I can deal with that. But I can't watch another game where it's pitch and catch, hot knife through butter down the field, and then I have to listen to Linus rant and rave for the next few weeks about how he tells it how a T.I. is when he's just sitting there screaming at everybody. I can't deal with this.
He should make up another T-shirt slogan.
Yeah, who's he going to rip off this time?
Well, I mean, listen, he kept telling us last year constantly over and over and over and over and over and over and over a million times. We're at the mercy of the evaluator, and now he wants Adam Peters fired. So, I mean, you know, like
hey, he calls Dan Quinn Sergeant Slogan. Maybe he can go out to Redskins Park and tell Dan Quinn what he really thinks of him.
Well, you know, maybe he should look in the mirror and realize that he's Sergeant Slogan.
I think that he needs to take us out for Korean barbecue. That's what I think.
Well, yes. I can't say what I want to say on the radio, but yes, he needs to do that. Unfortunately, there's things complicating that, but we'll talk about that off the radio. Thank you, Athan. I appreciate you.
Right,
that is my guy, Double A, who wants to have beer with my son. Tyler told him, sure, whatever. He sent me a screen grab.
How old is your son?
24.
Oh, okay.
But he's got special needs, so he's not really a true 24. Yeah. He's had one sip of beer in his life.
did he enjoy his
21st birthday, he did not like it.
Yeah.
You know, but Athan sent me a little screen grab of his text conversation with my son this morning. He's like, you want to go out for beers? And Tyler, like normally, would be like, no!
What about a cider?
Could be talked into that, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
He could be talked into that. Now, his sister, my 21-year-old daughter, I mean, you know, if she's not having a foo-foo alcoholic drink with every meal she's got, you know, something's wrong. I mean, girl likes her alcohol. Without, yeah, everybody likes a little bit. Well, not everybody, but, you know, I have one beer now and I'm done. Done like
you
dinner.
Get tired?
Yeah, well, tired. I get tired of it. I want my diet soda. That's what I live for. That's what fuels this temple of doom.
Hey, there you go.
So Doc walked in here real quickly and at the 3 o'clock top of the hour, and Doc told me that I let you off the hook.
In what way?
Well, he says because you're an Ohio State guy who's masquerading as a Virginia Tech guy and a Houston Texans guy and all of this stuff. So Doc wants me to be rougher, I guess, on you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.